At St. Francis Wildlife Association, rehabilitator Teresa Stevenson pulls up a comic. In it, two deer see a small child playing alone in a sandbox. The left one says, "Look, a human baby, but I don't see its parents. It must be an orphan." The second deer responds, "We must save it."
Most people see the fawn alone, picks them up, and brings them to us. So what we have to do is basically put it back. We take a lot of time taking healthy fawns back to their moms.
Stevenson explains the well-intentioned move has serious consequences.
You're hurting the mom that just lost the baby, and she doesn't know what happened to it. And you're hurting the baby because you are feeding it probably the wrong thing. You are making it get used to people, which is terrible because he's going to grow up being friendly to people. And on hunting season, it's just going to go right to the person that's going to shoot it.
Does leave their fawns alone most of the day to keep them safe from predators. A baby deer's dappled coat and lack of scent keeps it well hidden. Stevenson admits it's easy to want to interact and bond with the animals. They are adorable. But ultimately, it's the wrong move.
The only reason to pick up a fawn from the wild is because it's either injured, obviously hurt, or because it's found right by the mother dead body. That's the only reason why you should try to help the fawn.
That doesn't mean bringing the fawn into your home, though. It's illegal. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission suggests that concerned citizens instead call the agency's hotline. That way, licensed experts, like those at St. Francis Wildlife Association, can make sure they're raised to succeed in the wild. For WFSU News, I'm Alex Fonlander.